be liable or create some liability if we were to insinuate or even ask and not have good proof of insurance. And so we chose, in where we are right now, is not to be the gatekeepers of reviewing and approving their insurance coverage.
I agree with that comment.
And I think that was more of a legal question of liability than it was a policy question.
Do you attorneys think that's the appropriate way to?
We don't know. We can't determine what the appropriate amount of insurance is. And once we start making that decision, somebody could say, well, the county was the gatekeeper in the insurance amount. And if the property owner isn't sued and is underinsured, they're going to look to the county. Whereas if we don't take a position on insurance, we're requiring them to identify and hold us harmless, but we're not telling them what level of insurance is appropriate for that particular activity. I think if we start doing that, that's when we bring liability on ourselves.
Well, I don't know if we have to determine if they've got enough insurance, but we ought to just have, they give us proof of insurance. And but whether it's enough or not, that's on their part.
Yes, but that implies once they show us that they have insurance and then we check that off the box, that implies that it's okay.
Okay, what also implies if we don't ask for it, where maybe the judge says you're negligent in not getting an approved for insurance. So I don't know. It can go both ways. I'm just asking if you, three attorneys.
It's our fifth.
Is there a third attorney in here?
I'm sorry.
Jeanette? No?
It's our fifth.
No, you've been wrong.
Oh, God, I had a couple in the back.
Bob McCarthy's probably the attorney for sure.
No, don't point him.
We will. I will highlight the form that we've created here, which asks for additional information than what we're asking right now. And then this is a result of having worked through this over time and being able to know what we need to accurately and adequately review an application. We've just been joined by Mr. Cortland Plummer, who is responsible for this form. I need to highlight the hours that he took to build this. Yes. So
we're going to add the property owner to that that list somewhere.
I think we should.
The signature.
You'll see where we ask for the tax information if they're nonprofit, their EIN, the name, the description, when it starts, if it's a public or private event. The dates of the events, that's important for the fact that this does not change the limit on special events in the county. We're still limiting special events with a permit approved by the director for 3 days. Anything greater than 3 days with reasonable startup and teardown has to come in with additional approval, whether it be a change of zone or a conditional use. This is for a 3-day permit for a special event on the same parcel property, same event coordinator, things of that nature per year. Here's the event information for the location. We've used the address in town, out of town. Of course, we have no jurisdiction in town. We want to make that clear. Is the event sponsor the property owner where the event is being held? This goes along the line of questioning we had before. We can change this and make sure that we have the information that we need from the property owner and then a signature at the bottom. We were already asking for the property owner's name if it was different. Additional information about the nature of the event, what type of event, we talked about community days, how large of the event, that really dictates a lot of our public safety coverage is how many people they anticipate. What type of details, is it something where you're going to need traffic? Is alcohol being served, security, temporary lighting, live music, parking, all of this is part of the review process. Public safety that you're requiring or requesting, these are the three county public safety services. And then I talked about the support agency information. Here it is. All the ones that we believe are the majority of support agency uses throughout special events here in the county. If there's others, we are easily able to add them here. But we're specifically asking them, are you contacting these agencies? And we're giving them the contact information right there. So we want the answer to be yes. Or if the event is such a nature where there is no alcohol being served and they say no, then it just that makes sense. We don't have to go any further.
You don't do what?
If an event is such that they wouldn't be serving alcohol and they say they're not contacting the ABC, then that's not a red flag for us.
Okay, what if they check off something and they do the opposite? Is anybody there to?
Well, we have a very nicely written legal disclaimer here at the signature box. where as strongly as we believe we can make it, they're testifying to the accuracy of this information and stating that all information is accurate. And, you know, as good as we can do, this allows us to say that we can or cannot approve the information that's provided.
Can you go back up just a hair?
Sure.
A little bit, if you don't mind. Yeah, a little bit more. The public safety piece?
Yes.
I mean, is there a point where they may say no, or it's not checked off, or perhaps you guys feel that they should? I mean, is there a point where we will mandate?
Yes. Yes, and there's a Q&A part in the reference where it says something along the lines of, I'm not really sure what I need to do, and it says, please call us. And that's Glenn's specialty. Tell me what you're getting ready to do, and I can tell you what you need.
But, I mean, even if they go through this, you have a pretty good feel for what's going on here, and they're saying that they don't want it. And you really believe in your heart, based on your experiences, that maybe it makes sense that they really should. Will you reach out and say, hey, based on your application, based on what I'm seeing here, I really think it makes sense for you to have us on call or have us on site?
Absolutely.
So you will, even though they may not check it, but you will follow through.
Have and will.
Okay. And then same thing with these other departments, again, these other agencies. I mean, who's the police, who is the common sense person here who's reviewing this saying, okay, we need to make sure we as a body have a good feel for, based on all the experiences that we've had in this county.
Yeah.
And so we are having somebody who's coming in with some common sense.
So it was interesting, my conversations with these agencies, the nature of which they handle the special events. So the fire marshal, they don't get as many calls as the state police. So the fire marshal wants to know about the events and wants to be aware and in sync with what's being asked by the county. State police gets asked about all the events, and a lot of times they get asked to have trooper coverage there by an off-duty trooper, which everyone's aware how that works, and it's a very seamless process. But they still want to have that level of coordination with us, so we're knowing the same information at the same time. What they do with it is up to them. We don't have any authority, obviously, to make their decisions or to dictate what they choose to do. But what we wanted to do and what we committed to do is just forward the information to them so they've got it as well. If they get it from us, then they can contact the event and say, it looks like you're having something, we'd like to talk to you about it. And that's the best we can do.
I don't know. I think it's just odd that we got. Will you do this? Will you do this? I mean, I just think in an application permit on something of this size and this nature, you get maybe 5,000 people or more, that we would say you need to contact this. You need to do this. Not will you? Because I mean, it's just so it seems to me very kind of lame that we're asking them. Will you do it? Please. Why don't you say please? Will you do it?
Well, it's. It's actually written in a form of a question, so they're required to answer it.
I get it.
And then they sign off on their answer saying everything I've said is true. It was written in that manner.
All right. And one other last thing. Is there any reason maybe you got this disclaimer, but how about a disclosure, some kind of disclosure saying, you know, about what the county's responsibility is and maybe the property owner, you know, just put them on notice, because I know disclosures in real estate are very important. To put everybody on notice, all parties, what their expectations could be. So maybe a disclosure from the county's point of view, saying that the county recommends that, you know, certain things, like maybe the county's not, you're going to be held harmless, that the property owner should have, all property owners or some should have proper insurance and proper authorities all there, and anyway, just some kind of disclosure. Tying it all together somehow. It just seems there's something missing.
Well, there's a hold harmless.
I saw that, but I'm just a disclosure with.
What would you like disclosed?
I think that that disclosure that maybe maybe there's not enough insurance or something, you know, on this thing and all these people there and some kid gets hurt on there and, you know, your chances of getting satisfaction are slim. Or the property owner didn't realize he's gotten involved with some goofball organization. And, you know, in other words, just that the disclosure saying the county has gone this far, the rest of it's up to you. I don't know. There must be something I thought that legally we could add in there that would be informative and protective at the same time.
Well, we pretty much have that.
Okay, all right, you think so?
The problem is if you start doing disclosures and you leave one out, then it opens up somebody to say, well, you didn't disclose that. And we don't really get into disclosures if we do a conditional use or, you know, issue a building permit or whatever.
We need to jump to the ordinance quickly to highlight the changes that we've worked on, and Mr. Robertson will cover that. And it's one pager at your desk or it's on the screen.
So as you recall, this ordinance actually covers the AR1 districts, GRB, 1C, 1CR1, and M. Rather than go through the change language, whatever it is, six times, this is just a sample language. If you're agreeable to this, we'll have a motion for it when we come back in next week. But we heard what was said at the public hearing, that it could be reorganized and worded a little bit better. So what we've done is that first paragraph, that has been, except for what's highlighted, that is what was introduced, just reorganized in a more clear format. What we did is that there was questions about things that occur on certain locations, towns, state property, federal property, et cetera. So we added that language. And as you'll see, it's highlighted events that are consistent with the permitted use and usual occupancy of a site or that occur on land owned by the United States of America, the state of Delaware, Sussex County municipalities, and educational institutions are permitted. I know Mr. Wilson had a question about school districts, charter schools, or religious schools. What we did is we swapped that term out and replaced it with educational institutions because that's a defined term in our new commercial zoning ordinance. So it covers all of that. It's a much better term. So we've got that. What we also did for clarity was pull out A through H. Those were all listed previously in what was introduced, but just put them in list form that was easier to follow, the types of criteria that that the director of planning and zoning would consider and whether or not to approve a special event administratively. And then, as Mr. Lawson pointed out, we added a sentence, which is the third highlight, that says failure to abide by the Sussex County special event and public safety services policies and procedures may result in the termination of the special event's administrative approval, so that there is some teeth. Other than that, the language is essentially the same as what was in the introduced ordinance, just reorganized. So what I'll do is, if you're in agreement with that, come back in with a motion that makes that change.
Give me an example of what a failure to abide by the special events service policy. So you would terminate it prior to the event? In other words, you say, I'm sorry, you can't have that event?
It would.
Or I don't know how, with what we've got, what I've seen is they'd have the event. And then we'd find out that they didn't abide by something. And
it could depend. You know, maybe they don't let EMS folks on the property, or they don't supply the information that's needed to adequately determine what level of coverage they would need. It could, you know, it certainly could be for non-payment, but there's plenty of things that have to happen beforehand that could result in the termination of the administration.
I don't see it. Okay.
Could be a failure to apply at all.
Yeah.
There's events that take place right now that do not come to the county. Some we probably don't even need to have them come, but others we should or would, and we hear about them when a neighbor complains, and then we go into action and we say, please come in and talk to us, and they won't. They don't until we have to really force their hand. So that's another example.
May I ask a procedural question, Mr. Todd or anybody? I'm just, because there have been, this has been since last October, I guess it was, and we had the public hearing when? I don't remember
January.
When that. It was January, okay.
January.
It's been so long, there's been some pretty significant change. What do we do to address or ensure that the community, the public, has this information, and should we be getting their input or their feedback based on these changes?
So we had the public hearing, but then I thought we had at least one other intermediate meeting on this where it was on the agenda. And of course it was on the agenda today and it was in the packet.
But the public can't come and this is the first time it's been out, right? I'm guessing.
Well, but I would say that that's true that this has, but this is a reaction to what the public comment was we got previously.
Yeah.
So as I said, the language in the first paragraph is the same, just reorganized. That language about the state of Delaware, United States, towns, and schools, that was a reaction to the input we got from the public at the public hearing. Same thing with, you know, pulling out those.
And I think a lot of people showed up thinking they were like a part of a VFW, and all of a sudden you're going to shut them down. or a church was going to get shut down to have this and that.
And so that's why, for example.
And that was never the intent, but now all we've done is clarify, which was always been the intent.
But my point, though, is because of that, because I think it would be all the more reason why we should be going back out to the public to make sure that they know these changes have been done.
I think that's up to council, but we sort of get into a circular situation.
But we
hear from the public.
Yeah.
We react to the public, then we go back to the public.
No, I'm with you.
I'm all for transparency, but this was done because of the public comment we got in the first place. Mm-hmm. So.
How about they want to get some of the money to the church?
What?
After it has been. Somebody called here said that we ain't got our money yet. How about they said we gave our money to the church? What would we do about that?
Well, I wouldn't think we'd have it. If they can get the money, they want to get the money too.
No, I'm just saying, it's okay as long as they have church events, right? When it's okay to have church events, where they don't need to come in and get no permit.
If it's church, on church property, the church is doing it.
Is that true?
If it's on church property, they don't need to get the special event zoning approval or administrative approval from Janelle.
I didn't mean that we had church property.
No, because that's the one for a purpose different from the permitted use and usual occupancy of the premises. So if it's a church and it's a church function, you're permitted.
So it's got to be on church property.
Yes, but depending on the nature of the event, you still may need EMS.
Is that right?
EMS.
It's got to be on church property.
Depending on the function, yes.
Mm-hmm. Depends on the function. Okay, how about this function they got, Dave? They've had a big party there, and they said, now what we're going to do is we're going to give our money to the church.
Okay.
We've made money for the church. We're going to give it to them.
Okay. Well, what's the question?
The question is, how are you going to force them to try to pay for a permit then?
They're not going to pay for a permit.
I think he's asking if
it. Permit.
It looks like me, we go right back to what we were talking about here to start with. Yeah. Right, Everett?
I think he was asking if you had a large function, not on church property, but the purpose of that large function, a concert, was to raise money to give to the church.
Okay.
Like if you had a lamb jam, not on
Trap church Pond property. Has the instead of teen challenge, a church is doing something there, right?
Well, that would be on state land, so that'd be exempt. But let's say somebody who owns a farm is having a church event. That's going to be subject to the special event permit because it's on private property.
But if it's on the church property or state property, it's not.
Right. So on my farm, okay. And I said, well, the money I'm going to give to the church.
Okay.
In other words, there's no more carrying on back.
So you're charging the parking?
If you were required to have the public safety, so in other words, the paramedics had to be there, or an ambulance had to be there, or whatever, you got to pay those people.
Well, if I say I like to call up and have the ambulance come, you know, we could get the VFW ambulance right here out in Georgetown.
They came for free, that's up to them.
And then, well, give them a room on
that. Well, I'm saying.
And ask them to come, and we don't have this. We don't have this $1 million bus out there.
Right.
Does that stop me?
Might not. No.
Saying I can't do that.
But you're going to have to go through Delaware State Police and Delaware all those people.
I think.
Sam, just follow the rules.
Did you explain? You explained well. Go ahead. You did very good at it.
I did.
Can you get to their heads? They can't quite understand it.
Sam, rules apply to county council people
I'm sorry,
too.
I'm sorry, George. I keep moving your head. Listen, Mr.
Evans, okay, Mr. Moore, go ahead.
No, I think his question, again,
you think.
The question was, if you were a private individual or private group having a party or an event on private land, but your purpose was to give all the profits to a church, would you be subject to this?
So you would be subject to this if the special event permit, the administrative approval from Janelle's office. You would still also be subject to the EMS coverage. Whether or not you pay for it is going to be whether it's a 501c3 organization and you're charging admission. If you're not charging admission, odds are you may not pay. If you are charging admission, then you're going to pay.
How about it says your estimated attendance? How about if you don't have enough attendance to even call them by HR?
Well, that's the determination they're going to make when they first take the form.
In other words, I got to call them and tell them somebody's coming.
But that's the same way with state police, too. They want to see these large events, and they may charge you.
Fill the form, I'd send her in.
Mm-hmm. Sam, the churches are loaded with money.
So
So.
I suppose you take what you're gonna leave, I know why, George.
I'll go back to my question.
Yes, Mr. Arlette, just to further expand on what was discussed earlier concerning, it's been a long period of time since the public hearing, and as Mr. Robertson indicated, these are in response to concerns and questions raised, and I think it's incumbent upon you or anyone else who would make a motion for those, explain, we heard at the public hearing, we heard these concerns, here is what has specifically addressed those, just like you would on a conditional use or some other hearing that you had and you made changes on those. Yes, it's a length of time, but I think it's important that you would explain why you're making these.
Well, I would ensure that, you know, who knows where this is going to end up going, but let's just say it ends up passing. I would like to think that perhaps as we do a press release from the county's perspective, that the press release, right, picks up that. I think, right, it's all about communication back out to the community. We've heard them, because if we all recall the amount of people that were in this room, I think it was the same day that I think we lost our electricity, if I recall. Now that I think twice about it.
The first time we didn't have it here.
So that's my point. Because it has been so long, and there was a lot of conversation in this community by many with regard to this, I think it's very relevant that we communicate effectively what's happened.
And Mr. Arlette, to that point, and I didn't kind of go further in response to your question, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to bring this out today. See if everybody's okay with it, then we can do that and have the motion that explains, you know, this is the information we heard from the public, this is what we did in reaction to that, and these are why these changes are made in the policy.
And we need to get this done by the end of the year. We need to get this done.
Yes. No, I agree. We're trying to get it done next week.
Well, I'm just saying, but
if we
start going out and trying to rehear everything, it's there's nothing really new here. Other than we're clarifying some that we heard, so.
And I would say, I know you've punched some holes and give us some good guidance in some other ways. This is an improvement, and we listened to the public, and we got really good feedback and direction from them and their interaction with the county, and I'm hopeful that they will view this as such. It may not go as far as some wish on this chamber, and it may not. It may go too far, but maybe that's a good balance.
Okay. So I think the direction we have is that everybody's okay with the proposed change, at least enough to draft a motion for next week. On the application, we're going to add language for an owner's signature acknowledgement, and then we're...
Okay. Yeah, I think that's the next step. Unless I hear otherwise, we're going to put it on the agenda next week. Mr. Robertson will have motions prepared for your consideration, and we'll move forward.
Now, noise and odor and dust has nothing to do with this, right?
They absolutely have. I think they're listed factors of consideration.
As far as farm's concerned, he may have people come out. So I want to show you a piece of my machinery. Try to sell you a piece, something like that. Try to get rid of it. And I turn on the manure spreader and I throw all this daggone dust out, and all this manure goes out, and all the odor goes out. And people come and say, "You can't do that. Don't you realize what the county law says?"
As someone very familiar with that operation, that is the usual operation on use on that AR1 property. I don't believe we have any intent to oversee that as a special. It's special, but it's not a special event under this one. Only if you're standing close by.
Intent of law is
Mr. President, before we leave this, one last thing. You got that list of A, B, A through H about the things that you could approve a special event. Somebody doesn't – we have a problem with these. You know, there's noise, light, or something. You know, there's road traffic patterns, all that stuff. This exists. We don't find out about it until we get a few phone calls. Nobody's monitoring this. We have no idea if any of these things occurred. You can't figure it out beforehand. This is the kind of stuff you find out after the fact. So after the fact, we have nobody. There's no, like, a final report saying that their estimated number of attendees was correct or some the size of the parcel. They may, you know, invite we don't know who, and we have no idea they're so popular. And the next thing you know, boom, So again, it's a baby step, but I don't know if we've accomplished anything except.
There is an after-event review.
There should be a report.
I don't know that there's a report, but I'm certain if we don't have the right coverage, Mr. Marshall can weigh in, we will certainly adjust.
So we get at the events we're at, we calculate, because that's how we calculate our attendance here. But I thought I heard you say for those that were not aware of it.
Well, no, let's just say there was an event, and there was a noise, light, odor, or dust generated by the event problem.
Okay.
You're a paramedic, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? I mean, is it your job to calculate whether there was a noise, light, and odor problems while you were there? Are you looking at that? Are you anticipating, or are you looking to see if there's any or road and traffic patterns? What impact you as the paramedic would know if out on the roadway there's all these kind of headaches going on out there?
Because we have, so there's nothing in writing.
Right.
What we have are pre-planning meetings for these events. So I'm missing one right now for the Dogfish Dash that's coming up.
Okay.
We just had one yesterday for the Bethany Beach Triathlon.
Okay.
All the players are there. Dog DS.
But how about after the fact, a report that things did go fine? There wasn't any noise, light, odor problem. Maybe there ought to be a checklist if there wasn't any of these problems after the event's over. Because how do we know?
Well,
if there was a problem.
It's called trusting of the community.
Okay.
I'm not sure what you're asking.
No, I'm just trying to find out if any of this means anything. That's all I'm trying to find out.
I read that, maybe. It says, in determining whether to necessarily approve,
right,
special event director or his designee shall consider the following.
Right.
They're going to consider these things before the fact.
Well, how do you consider, Mike?
They tell you we're going to have a rodeo.
But how do you know what the
whatever.
Okay, but how do you know what the impact of the noise of that band was before the event?
You don't know. But on all large-scale events, and we call most of our significant events that we get involved with other agencies, large-scale, there is an after-action review meeting. And Glenn attends a lot of those meetings along with Robbie. So occasionally, if they get hard up, I'll go.
So if we had a complaint, someone who says, this is a mess, but we can ask for this report?
You could ask for
their
after-action report or review of the incident. Yeah, we do a review of the incident. The medics give a
in
feedback.
In writing, somewhere.
Yeah, there's a feedback. There's a feedback form that goes to Glenn on every single event.
When the complaints come in,
we can certainly add those concerns to our checklist of say, did you notice any abnormal things such as smoke?
That's what I'm wondering.
Loudness,
first I've heard that. Well, that's
whatever.
Good. I didn't know that.
But we use the National Engine Management System. We use after action reviews, and Glenn gets a report from his medics
on
every single event that we go participate in.
Do you keep a file on every event?
We do.
Okay. That report ought to be automatically in that file.
The paramedic emails it to Glenn.
Huh?
The paramedic.
On the event, emails it back to Glenn. It's emailed after every event from
our
participants.
And we keep the report, right? I mean, you don't throw it in the trash can. So I send you a report, you keep it somewhere.
I think we're getting, I want to make sure that we're talking about the same thing here.
Fair enough.
Okay, because if I go out to a small event, we'll talk about the Dewey Beach Sprint Triathlon, right? So we know in advance that you're going to get complaints about traffic anytime that there's any kind of alteration on Route 1. Okay, we get it every year. All the entities that are involved know that. Okay. The only complaint truly in the last 3 years was a certain concert at one event, and we knew as soon as it started, it was because I was fielding calls from in town of Lewis. So we know, and so that was addressed immediately because it wasn't the last concert at that venue.
You addressed it for the next concert.
Correct.
The concert that's in progress, we're stuck, right?
So, true, unless Delaware State Police, so that's their call, right? And they were there and they were present. So changes were made to that venue.
Okay.
And, I mean, so it's, we track on anything that's significant.
If there's an after a report,
after
whatever it's called, it ought to be in this some file that there wasn't any problem or there were problems. Because then we can go back and say, well, you know, they've had a history of having causing problems here. Otherwise, we got nothing.
But
we're going through just a dance.
George, I'd be really cautious.
Oh, please, don't.
No.
From him being cautious.
I say that because our role is not to be the police of all people of all agencies.
Thank you.
I'm just telling you, I'm just...
Little Sam.
No, sir. You talk, as an example, like noise is on here. Traffic, that's not our role. That's not our function as a county council.
Our function is
that's not our role.
To protect the surrounding property owners.
That's not our role.
Who issued this permit.
No. That's called DelDOT. That's called Delaware State Police. That's not this jurisdiction of this body. I'd be really cautious.
Is there any, Glenn, is there any potential that we could set up something for some of these that we could assign this to newly retired county council members to go out and monitor these things?
Wait a minute, absolutely. There's got to be a fee associated with it.
No fee.
We think, Hans, we don't work for nothing.
Donations.
Hey, Hans and I are both, we're gonna start a business, Hans and I.
Let me wrap it up this way.
Yes, please. Let's wrap it up.
And this brings home the concerns. When we started with this process back, whenever it was, in October and January, what we were dealing with was letters that came into Janelle's office. And she, if you recall, she had to go find those letters and what had happened. And it was a paper trail that was the hard trail to follow in some situations. As a result of this evolution and through the hard work of everybody here, now we've got this application. So if one of your constituents calls, bless you, or they call Mr. Lawson, or they call Ms. Cornwell, or the EMS folks, they can go to that application and they can say, oh, yeah, I know what's going on out there. It's a concert. There's going to be X number of people, you know, and there's information available on the county's database that will explain that. So there's one stop where you can go find that out beforehand. The second thing is anytime one of those comes in, we talked about this, is that, bless you again, that information is recorded so that you have a log of what's happened there in the past year and the year before and what types of events and whether there are any issues. We didn't have any of that when we started this process. So to Mr. Arlette's point and some of the others, you know, whether it's baby steps or not, it's a lot of steps in the right direction from when we started this back in October.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
No question.
Anything else from council?
That's a great way to end it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. We'll see somebody next Tuesday. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, the holiday of the day, Mr. Medlars. I know you got some good stuff. Come on down here, my friend.
Holiday
of the day. Here he comes.
Look at the clock there, Mr. Lawson. Look at that clock.
I've already texted him, tell him to speak fast.
No, you know, we expected a lot less people at Woodstock, and I wish I had been there.
IG was. There's pictures.
There's documentation.
Documentation. His hair wasn't white, but sorry.
He wasn't old enough. God.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have a couple of items before you tonight. This afternoon, not tonight yet. The first one you have really seen in the sense of time here. You have seen why we're here, and I'll just take you straight to the page 2. You approved the the selection, and you approved the company RK&K as our environmental engineer, so I'm not going to reiterate all that. Now, you asked us to go and negotiate an agreement with RK&K for the services associated with establishing the governance and the stormwater management districts. So we have done so. We have a hourly rate proposal on a time and material basis by RK&K. With a not to exceed $250,000, we have the money in the budget for creating this and for implementation of this particular environmental process we like to do. By the way, Parks and Recreation likes to jump on the bandwagon. We're going to have a conference call on Thursday to discuss the item. So today before you is an approval request for the contract that you previously approved the company for.
Have a motion.
A motion to be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the base EJCDC agreement with Rummel, Klepper, and Call LLP be approved, along with an initial task order not to exceed $250,000 for professional environmental services in the inland base and the Sussex County portion of the Chesapeake Bay watersheds.
So moved.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The next one is the
It's this longstanding relationship with the Center of the Inland Bays, and actually, I'm going to have a follow-up to this one in a couple of weeks. But this one here deals with the,
No, go ahead.
With the grant application, which we were asked to do and we'd like to do on behalf of the CIB, which regards to the open space, parks, recreation, and trails program, grant program. We've done this before. For this fiscal year, we filed the pre-application. We were invited to file the application. Application was invited for up to or close to $100,000. The intent is to file for 85,000, I want to say, up to 75. And the resolution has been drafted, and the matching funds will not come from the county. The center has matching funds in the form of community transportation funds from Senator Hocker, as well as third-party donations, which they have provided us with documentation that they're available. So if you so approve, and this is a requisite, the resolution has to be documented. Council will help us with that, even so we're late. And that needs to be in the application package, which is due by Thursday.
And this is strictly the Center of Inland Bays funding application?
That is, we have to be the sponsor. Right. We have to have the resolution. But we do not provide the match this year. We have the other fundings committed to this particular project.
And this has, I'm just reading a letter here from somebody, Bob Eamon.
Mm-hmm.
Something just struck me as a little whatever. But this has nothing to do with his sentence here about something about acquisition of 30 acres along Route 9 for a county-owned park?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
County-owned park?
Only items 1 and 2. I've asked for a clarification from Mr. Eamon, which is forthcoming. Excellent catch, Mr. President. I caught the same thing. I said we need a rig.
Sam called it too. He said, of course.
Why are we the sponsor for Center of Inland Bay?
It has to be a governmental agency.
Government agency.
It has to be.
We also own the land.
Have we done these before?
No. We don't. Yes. That's.
Huh?
We don't own that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. James Form.
The Center for the Inland Bays is not us.
We are the property owner and we are the governmental agency. We are fielding two functions.
Yes.
Okay.
I think we have
a motion.
Do you have a motion minus the park?
Yeah, minus the park. No park motions.
We're getting a lot of ink up in James Form.
You've seen the resolution does not say anything about the park.
I don't know. Just double check it.
I think that's what you're saying.
Be removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve the submission of an application to DNRC for an ORPT grant in the amount of $75,000 and adopt the resolution entitled to submit a request to the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Controls Outdoor Recreation Parks and Trails Program for a 50% matching grant finance the phase one construction of the James Farms Ecological Preserve Master Plan.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
And the park and trail owner, correct?
Huh?
No. I'll okay, let me speak to that.
Quickly.
I thought I said something about trail.
The next week we'll come before you with the first piece of it, the entrance improvements within the Delta right-of-way. And the next one would be the parking, not the trail.
All those walks gotta face park.
Exactly. We gotta have no, Councilman, we have to get them in safely first. That's the entrance. Number two will be the park.
There you go. Any more questions? We'll take a look, Mr. Hart.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The next one, again, the Concord Road, a couple of good pieces of news. We are, and I do have an answer for your question also.
That's fine.
You see the first page spells out the funding side, the creation side, and the various council actions. And we are now on page 2 with the change order number 2. We actually went through a fairly complex project. You remember that required an agreement with the town because we're also doing the water portion. Very, very went very well. And we ran into a couple of minor issues, which we lumped together in change order number two. One has to do with additional maintenance of traffic because Delwood requires some additional paving, so we had to extend the MRT. And the second one with a sewer lateral had to be moved. That's the gentleman on the Verizon side, the Verizon shed. And the next one was the the next one was the Town of Blades Water Project piece, which the Town Council already approved. So that piece already approved by the council. So we have three pieces. We do have the funding, and everybody signed on a change order, including USDA, because they need to sign off before you approve it. So it's essentially ready for your action.
And motion.
We have a motion. And if I may, we also will have another change order coming in the next couple of weeks, which deals with the USDA has approved that the additional funding can be used to bring the line from Little Meadows as well as extend the line to the JBT property. So that's perfect. That's great. I'm sure you'd like to hear about that.
Sure.
So you'll hear, we'll bring that officially in a couple of weeks. Motion for tonight, for late this afternoon, how about that?
Yeah, that's better.
Based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number two, contract 1503 Concord Road, utility upgrade expansion of the Blade Sanitary Sewer District be approved, which increases the amount, the contract amount, by $14,490.60 for a new total of $2,450,049.46.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion?
I understand.
Mr. Wilson.
I understand you're going to change the Concord form out to a soda form. The manure just come out of Seifer, going to come down to Concord now. Is that right?
I know we're actually sending it back to Seifer. We're collecting it for them.
That's correct. Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Obviously, motion carried. Next, sir.
And administratively, the county engineer has accepted a beneficial occupancy. Normally, we would have asked you for substantial completion, but that will allow us to do the other change order with the extension. The last one is for the last time, I will touch the King Farm.
Okay.
And the long known as the Coastal Business Park. However, in this case, you may recall when the county acquired the property, we acquired the contracts. We are finally closed out. We got the fire marshal approval on the site. All the signs are up, the markings are up. And that was the last outstanding item. So I could close out the contract with Melvin Joseph.
Okay.
And I ask you for the release of all retainage.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that final acceptance for contract 17-15 King Farm Industrial Park Boulevard Phase 1 be granted effective December 20, 2017. That's how long this was hanging around. And any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract document.
Thank you, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Aye. Yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
And I'm glad I don't draw crowds like tonight.
No, you don't. That's correct. You do not. Mr. Jennings, grant request.
Thank you, Mr. President.
There's more crowd.
The one grant request is Nanticoke River Arts Council. They're requesting funds to help with the operation of Gallery 107, where local artists show their work and classes are offered to children and adults. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,500 from Mr. Vincent.
How much will they request again this year?
There's no requested funds.
Okay.
Just the same amount. And they did that last year, too. They did.
I'll make that motion, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr.
Since
Cole.
Since I second. Used to live in Seaford, I have a soft spot.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett, to grant $1,500 of Nanticoke River Arts Council property and cost from my account's MAC account.
Soft spot for spending your money.
Any questions on the motion?
Does that go to
Ross? I hope not. We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I've got the motion carried. Proposed ordinance introductions, there are none, I think.
There are none.
Okay. Council member comments. Council member comments? No. You're not a councilman. Council member comments? Now then, Mr.'s comments.
Thank you. There was a reference earlier this morning to Board of Adjustment and the council's oversight of the Board of Adjustment. I want to let council know that working with Mr. Moore, we are going to have a response to that letter regarding the Board of Adjustment oversight by council. We're actually going to put it on the agenda next week, go over that with you all, and it'll cover a lot of the issues that have been raised.
Very good. Any comment from the council? Anything? We have an executive session.
I've asked the folks in the room, we're going to clear the room here so we don't have to leave. It'll take a minute to just give an update on executive session.
I have a motion for an executive session for pending potential litigation.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Robin.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
See you all later.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I believe that motion carried. We're now in executive session.
Goodbye, Ms. Maria.
I think I've tucked it in here. Can you give me your email and I'll email it to you?
We have daily phone calls. 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock today. They're just having daily calls at 11 o'clock, and we are on the phone with our partners, with the weather company or the weather agencies, and we're actually on with FEMA region 3 last night or yesterday. Are we off?